talked earlier about interaction, and we see on the Hot Topics area that you've allowed people to actually start putting comments on and respond back.
Yeah.
Bravo. We see that in a few other companies as well. But of course, there's always this dilemma, I guess, between do you use Facebook or do you use the site or do you use both and so on. So is it something that you, is it a kind of a toe in the water, or are you planning to do a lot more of allowing people to interact on the site and post comments and so on?
Yeah, I think it is a way that we want, you know, I think going from one position where you are providing data on an annual basis to then blogging and other stuff, it's quite a big step change. And I think from a resource point of view,
especially for those in control.
Especially for those in control, yeah. You know, generally, I think we are an open business. We're a very transparent business of what we do. And in fact, I think we often will wait until a task is fully completed before we talk about it as well. Mm. So, you know, I think as a company, we've always wanted to be known by our actions rather than our words. And I think this is somewhat of a challenge that we need to overcome. On you know future commitments and you know, on dialogue generally, and I think this is one that we are looking in, and this is a great place to start. And we are finding that it's working well for us, and I think we will hopefully build upon that.
And do you have to what sort of moderation challenges does that give you? Because obviously, when you allow people to post back, you want to make sure that
it's we do. And I think you know if you look on the website, there are those. That there are challenging ones, so we're not editing it unless you know people are swearing at us. We're not cutting off people's voice on it. We are open for the challenge, and we will rebuff those challenges, obviously, because we believe very strongly in what we're doing and the values of the business. So, yeah, I think we're open to it. Of course, there's some moderation that there always is, but.
Would you go as far as trying to build a community around the corporate site as opposed to around building CSR community around, say, the Facebook pages or things like that?
I would hope so, yeah. I think our case studies and Hot Topics and others, they were meant to be a go-to destination that people would want to keep going back to. So, I think anything that's particularly Hot Topics where we draw upon other people's websites for information as well. That's an area that we absolutely want people to actively use.
And do you think that you will increase the usage of social media? So, for example, Storenzo, have a global responsibility site, including an interview with the CEO by Greenpeace, and then a matching Facebook page. So it's all linked together. Do you see yourself doing something like that, or...?
Resource dependent, really. So I think that will take significant resource, and it goes back to the fact that we go across such a breadth of issues. You know, I am going to predict that we will be ramping up what we are doing. So be that using our and it will be using our existing channels. So using the Facebook page, same as the Facebook page, we will be talking a little bit more about the values of the business. Similar on Twitter, we'll be pushing out messages through that, and hopefully on our website, you know, we will look to evolve that as well as you're getting used to it.
One question I'm sure most of our audience will want to know will be around how much effort it takes, because they're looking at social media from one side, going, "Oh my god," and wanting to put their toe in the water, but being scared of the amount of work that it takes, and you've obviously started that journey.
Yeah.
So, would you have any? Well, tips I think that you can give for them, or there's
there certainly is resource that's required on it. So we do. I don't know, Thomas, how we, but it's probably a quarter of your time, is it? Maybe
it's 50-50. I mean, half of my time is the corporate website, and the other half of my time is dealing with bloggers and other posts on Twitter and Facebook. So it's very, very time intensive.
Mm.
The beautiful thing is that all these sites are free to set up.
Yeah.
But once you've opened those doors, then people will start coming in, and the more popular it gets, the more work it becomes for yourself to run it. So it is a bit of an interesting one from that perspective. And you never really know where it's going to go, but the beautiful thing about social media is, on the one side, that you do have a problem or you're going to make a mistake, you can correct it pretty quickly. You can be open and honest, and the communication is a dialogue, so it works rather well that way. And it's the speed of things. I think, for me personally, it's an advantage, because you can react very quickly. Other people will say it's a disadvantage, because you have to react so quickly, and you won't be able to get all the data together, and who knows where I'll end up.
I think the good thing about the support network around Thomas and around what we've got here is that because it's so embedded in Sainsbury's, because corporate responsibility is so embedded within Sainsbury's, there's many people that you can call upon to get answers to the very broad questions that we're going to get. So it's not always going to the same person, or you know, the five individuals that look after corporate responsibility within a company. It is, you know, we are going to different people who are the business experts of what they're doing and asking them for their opinion. So, you know, I think that there are burdens upon others, but it's one that we, I think, have managed well, and I certainly would recommend it. You know, certainly easing your way in to something and making sure it works right and it's right for you, to your readers and others.
And did the management take a lot of convincing to do it, or was it something that they were open to?
They are open to it, obviously, because before, you know, we are doing things like our Facebook page and Twitter and other points. So, we are doing a number of these things already. I think that there's an element, you know, that some issues, we can, because of the breadth that we cover, we can sometimes get a certain issue can catch us out in a way. So I think on
such as
taking products from occupied Palestinian territories, for example. So there's an issue where the labelling wasn't correct in the first instance, which we lobbied DEFRA to get help on that, and we changed that. But actually, there was much more of a sort of human rights slant on it as well. And so, yeah, that's one where, on that issue, people were absolutely quite rightly writing to us and voicing their views, both on the positive side and the negative side of sourcing from that region.
Yeah.
And I think on that, when you're looking at an issue like that, there's a fear, I think, in senior management about the time, the resource that it would take to answer these quite directly and openly. And I think that was the only concern, not the fact that we are not open to challenge, because you know they're coming to us in letter form and we're responding to them anyway. It's just more about the burden of people wanting a response very quickly.
Yep.
And I think that's more the point. So it's those sort of issues that come through.
And do you therefore have to set up a governance mechanism so that you can get sort of approval for what you're saying? Or because you've got, with the social media world, everything moves so fast.
Yes.
That the execs are all in a meeting or something like that. And you do have to have genuine empowerment, but you have to have rules.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, it's about you taking a sense check on what you're writing about, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day. So I think where we've gone in, it is somewhat controlled because we are allowing people to comment upon what they read, what they're reading out there, and that obviously is moderated to a certain extent. So I think that there is a way that we're not caught on the back foot all the time.
Yeah.
You know what we're doing.
I mean, the greater risk is not saying anything at all.
Well, absolutely. But you know, it's just the comments are coming in no matter what by what route. And we are committed to reply to those. So, yeah, it's just we can be under traditional methods. You can be, we have a set process of how we do with them, do with things, and we've been doing it for years. So I think people are more comfortable with that.
We've seen firsthand how one of your initiatives has worked with sort of courting bloggers through Lucy's work on the interaction with allergy bloggers and so on. How do you go about identifying who you want to interact with and who you want to talk to when, you know, traditionally, and we see from your website, you've got a list of all the great organisations you work with.
Yeah.
But this is now down at a different level because it's people who are up and coming who won't be that won't have necessarily a brand name to that great an extent, but actually start having a disproportionate influence. So how do you go about tackling that grouping?
I'm going to look at you for that response.
We have been working with an agency called Bayer who are using various tools of starting on from Nielsen Buzzer metrics to look at people online and how much unique visitors they attract to the website, how they are ranked, and just look at keywords that they've been writing about and how they're talking about, and if certain keywords match up for the category, for example, of sustainability, then we categorize these guys in that column, basically, sustainability bloggers, either they're very, very interested in that, and we'll rank them, and then we'll look at the top guys and make sure we start building a relationship with them. So that's the one side of the thing, and the other bit is just literally having a Google alert for various people or topics. It's as simple as that.
Yep.
You come in and you realize this guy continuously writes about this certain topic. He's not been on my radar so far. Why is this? And listening, I mean, with the beautiful thing with social media and any sort of online media really is you can listen. You can then look at the hits on a blog or on a site. Pretty good idea very, very quickly. Is this guy influential? Does he have a high Twitter following? Is he very, very engaged? Does he post once a week or does he post every day? It gives you very, very good inclination as to whether or not this guy is influential. I mean, that's how I found Corporate Hive.
That's how you found us.
So I hope we have the right address.
Absolutely.
And I think there's other ones where we look at groups as well. So something like NetMums.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, there's an active group of people who are using the internet to to have discussions online and to support one another. And I think that's a group that we would certainly look to for initiatives like Little Ones, where that's something that we're doing and we partner with them quite well.
I know, certainly you do pick up the message from the website that you do interact with an enormous number of people in innovative ways, which is very refreshing to see. You're asking the questions and saying
we are, and you know, and it's not just the innovative ways. You know, we do the face to face ones as well. So you know, I think it's just adapting.
Yeah.
And you know, we have last week we had a great meeting here where we got a group of people focused on Great Place to Work about how we can open Sainsbury's up to people who traditionally find it quite hard to get into work.
Mm.
And then once in work, develop work. And we had a great meeting with the eight external stakeholders, you know, representing disability charities, through to ex-offenders, through to homeless. And you know, just back to the old school ways, really, of having that dialogue, of just talking to people and listening to people and just hearing how we're doing, getting that sense check that we're on the right route, and you know, and looking at partnerships and ways that we can work more closely together to align to joint goals.